This is VOA News. I'm Tom McNeil. Turkey's president says his country may part ways with the European Union, suggesting Turkey may end its bid to become a member of the bloc. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan told reporters the European Union is trying to sever ties with Turkey. He added, "We will evaluate these developments, and after these evaluations, we might part ways with the European Union if it is necessary." His remarks came following a report adopted by the European Parliament, which stated the accession process cannot resume under the current circumstances. The report calls on the EU to explore a parallel and realistic framework for EU-Turkey relations. I'm Karen Chanas.
Supporters of Iran's protest movement rallied in front of the White House and marched through Washington on Saturday to commemorate 1 year since a young woman died in police custody, sparking political unrest.
State-affiliated media reported arrests of several, quote, counter-revolutionaries and, quote, terrorists across the country. It said security forces had foiled plots to create disturbances around illegal demonstrations. The death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini in the custody of the morality police last year for allegedly flouting the Islamic Republic's mandatory dress code triggered months of protests. Mahsa Amini's death represented the biggest show of opposition to the authorities in years. Rights group says more than 500 people were killed in the protests, and Iran carried out 7 executions linked to the unrest.
You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The top American military officer says that North Korea may be able to boost Russia and its supply of artillery munitions for the war in Ukraine, but Army General Mark Milley says that's not likely to make a big difference. He made the comments as he arrived in Norway for NATO meetings that began Saturday. He said the recent meeting in Russia between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and Russian President Vladimir Putin will probably lead North Korea to provide Soviet-era 152-millimeter artillery rounds to Moscow. Milley said that while he doesn't want to play down the weapon assistance too much, he doubts that it would be decisive. 2 cargo vessels arrived in Ukraine Saturday. The first ships to use a temporary corridor to sail into vessels, Black Sea ports, and load grain for African and Asian markets. 5 have so far left the port of Odessa using the corridor, which hugs the western Black Sea coast near Romania and Bulgaria. Ovidio Guzman, son of imprisoned Mexican drug cartel Lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, was extradited to the United States Friday to face fentanyl trafficking charges and a boost for the Biden administration's push to curb the spread of the deadly opioid.
The younger Guzman was briefly arrested in 2019, but he was released on orders of the Mexican president at that time to avoid bloodshed. The State Department has been offering a reward worth millions of dollars for information leading to the arrest or conviction of Ovidio Guzman and 3 of his brothers. Court documents say they allegedly controlled extensive operations trading fentanyl, a highly addictive poison that kills nearly 200 Americans daily, and they allegedly reaped hundreds of millions of dollars in profits by flooding the United States with the drug.
Millions of people are under storm watches as Hurricane Lee is downgraded but bearing down on New England and Canada. AP's Julie Walker.
Hurricane Lee is now post-tropical cyclone Lee. The storm expected to make landfall today in Nova Scotia in Canada, but its immense size means areas hundreds of miles from its center, such as New England, could see dangerous winds, high seas, and flooding rains. Cruise ships found refuge at berths while lobstermen pulled their costly traps from the water and hauled their boats inland, leaving some harbors looking like ghost towns. States of emergency were already declared for Massachusetts and Maine. Lee lashed the Virgin Islands, the Bahamas, and Bermuda before turning northward. I'm Julie Walker.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.